You're listening to Classical Austin. I'm Diane Donovan. This year, Forklift Dance Works is celebrating its 20th anniversary, the brainchild of founder and artistic director and choreographer Allison Orr. Forklift Dance Works has brought some of the most unusual choreography celebrating our community and the collaborative process, highlighting unlikely performers, meaning for the most part, non-professional dancers. Ms. Orr seeks out the dance in our everyday life and reminds us to look twice at the beauty, the sounds, and rhythms all around us. A few of her projects include The Trash Project, Power Up, Solo Symphony in collaboration with the ASO's Peter Bay, the current project On the Job, Portraits of Essential Workers, and it all began with In Case of Fire in 2001. Ms. Orr frequently uses music by contemporary classical composers, including Austin's own Graham Reynolds. Allison Orr was named 2020 McDowell Fellow, a 2019 Dance USA Fellow in Social Change, the 2018 Doris Duke United States Artist Fellow, Best Choreographer of 2016-17 and 18 by the Austin Chronicle, and her large scale work, The Trash Project, was named the number one arts event by the Austin American Statesman, number one dance event by the Austin Chronicle, most outstanding dance concert by the Austin Critics Table. It is also the subject of a feature-length documentary film entitled Trash Dance. I am pleased to welcome back to Classical Austin, Allison Orr.
Hi, Diane. It's Allison. So happy to be doing this.
Allison, you studied with Deborah Hay and MacArthur Award winner Liz Lerman. Remind us, what made you move in this direction, choreographing for non-professional dancers?
So I first learned about Liz Lerman and her remarkable work when I was a graduate student in dance at Mills College. Before going to graduate school, I actually worked in public health and as a social worker in East Austin. I never imagined myself going into the dance field professionally. But when I took a leap of faith and applied to grad school and discovered Liz's work, I just was astounded because it really married my love of performance and of moving with community and being with people and sharing stories. And so I studied with Liz, worked for her and her company, assisted her in her classes. And then when I moved back to Austin, I got the chance to work with Deborah Hay, which was extraordinary. Deborah is really part of that whole movement, Judson Church, postmodernism, where we're really working to redefine what dance is. And certainly she has been a big influence on my work. But I would say that I'm deeply inspired by the movement of work in everyday life. And for me, going into the studio to make a dance about myself, oh, I just like to say I live in my own drama all the time. Why would I want to make a dance about it? And instead, I find it so inspiring to work with people who, through movement, really exhibit, you know, really demonstrate a career, a life's dedication to a job, and the movement that's embodied in that. So I feel like I work with the experts, people who are out in glorious ways every single day. And yeah, it's just my honor to get to collaborate with people like firefighters, sanitation workers, power linemen who are choreographing all the time.
Lovely. Okay. In this time of COVID, how will Forklift Dance Works be celebrating its 20th anniversary, at least in the next few months?
So 2001 is our 20th anniversary, which is quite astounding to me. I'm not quite sure how we all got here, but I am very fortunate to work with an extraordinary team of artists at Forklift and to have collaborated with so many remarkable people. And so to celebrate our 20th anniversary, doing a number of things. But one thing we're doing is 20 portraits for 20 collaborators for 20 years. And we're releasing online portraits featuring phone calls, interviews with me and our fellow choreographers with certain collaborators who've worked with us over the past 20 years. And these have been a great way, these portraits have been a great way for me to reconnect with people who I haven't talked to in years about how they're still resonating with the work we did, what they learned from it, and how their jobs are different now, especially during COVID. So many of our collaborators, of course, are essential workers and their work lives are very intense right now. We've also got some other surprises coming. So super excited about the year ahead and would totally encourage people to check out our portraits online, to follow us on Facebook and share with us their memories a forklift over the past 20 years. So follow us on Facebook and Instagram to see the portraits throughout the year. Another exciting surprise is we have some music coming your way. We are approached Graham Reynolds about him putting together a special album for our 20th anniversary season. So stay tuned. It's going to be coming out soon, and we really look forward to sharing it with you all.
That was music by Graham Reynolds from the film Before Midnight. I'm Diane Donovan. The show is Classical Austin. Now I'll go back to my conversation with Allison Orr of Forklift Dance Works. It occurs to me that because of the nature of some of your works, you may be able to present new pieces for us online. Are there any such plans?
Right. Part of the portrait project is to revisit those. We are working, though, to try to do some more in-person work this year as we're safely allowed to, and then screen some of the great documentation and video pieces that we have from the past 20 years. So, yes, there will be some opportunities in the next year to see our work online, but also we're hoping for a large-scale drive-in movie showing, so stay tuned for that.
Over the years, you've worked a lot with Graham Reynolds. Why does this collaboration work so well?
Graham Reynolds has been, I would say, a central artist in our evolution at Forklift. He and I first met each other when we worked on the Trash Project together, beginning in 2008. And I am so grateful to Graham for what a great collaborator he's been. He writes great music for dance. He really, because he thinks like a choreographer, it's almost like thinking like a director. And he helps to really bring story and narrative to the movement that we're working to highlight, to really share the stories of the people, of course, who do the work. And Graham, he also has got a great mind for pacing, thinking about variety, how you create dynamics in work. Like, he's just a really smart artist, a smart guy in general. But I think as an artist has a great gut, and as an improviser, he can make any movement that might be happening, if it's supposed to be happening or not happening or is happening the way we designed it, he can make it all work. I'm so grateful to Graham and how his gorgeous music has really elevated our choreography.
I know it's going to be difficult, but could you share with us your favorite performance event? If that's too difficult, just highlight a moment or two that you'd like to share with us.
It is so difficult to share a favorite performance event. I think it would be really hard to pick, but I can certainly highlight a few moments. A moment I will never forget is in 2013 when I had the deep privilege of co-directing Power Up with Associate Artistic Director Chrissy Marty. Sitting there next to her in front of a string orchestra conducted by Peter Bay on a field three times as large, like a massive field at the Travis County Expo Center with, you know, 16 or 18 distribution poles and a transmission tower and 60 employees from Austin Energy climbing up and down, cranes going up 100 feet in the air.
Amazing.
Lights on and off. It was just an extraordinary event to work with Austin Energy and then have Peter Bay and a string orchestra accompany the glorious work of keeping the power on, of line work and all of the technicians at Austin Energy. But that was, it's just an epic performance, and getting to hear that music in that way for the very first time, so emotional.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And let's see if I can share one more moment. It's really hard to pick, but I would say the very first time we did the Trash Project in 2009, our dress rehearsal was, of course, rained out. We had no idea if it would all work. The show was really the first moment it all came together. And because of the generosity of the employees at Austin Resource Recovery, the amazing intuition of Graham Reynolds, Stephen Pruitt, our production designer, it went off without a hitch. It was gorgeous. I cried the whole way through. Aww. And then the applause from the audience. I'll never forget the emotions of that moment and all of us that were part of the show coming together in this glorious group hug. Yeah, it was as soon as that dance was over and I went home that night, I kept thinking, how am I going to do this again?
Oh no, cursed by your own success.
So we remounted it in 2011, but that was a really magical night.
Great answers, Allison. On a more personal note, Allison Orr, how have you been doing at this most extraordinary and challenging time? Any new interests or discoveries?
So how have I been doing? Woof! Well, it has been, I like to say, some kind of time. I am a mom.
Uh-huh.
And I would say that really my work at Forklift has been a gift because it's kept me connected with people. It's kept me connected to what's most important, how to keep people in relationship, listening to each other. Noticing the small things, noticing the ways that we do care and love each other. And, you know, I think parenting has been the biggest challenge with the kids at home.
I bet.
And long walks have become very important. Exercise, being out in nature, and then phone calls with people, my fellow artists and, you know, our community collaborators and the people who we make our work with, it have kept me grounded and kept me going.
What music do you like to listen to at this time to calm and or inspire you?
Music is a big part of our lives in my house. My husband, Blake, is a musician, and both of my kids, Genevieve and JoJo, listen to music all the time. So I was asking them, I've been listening to a variety of things. Bill Withers always makes me really happy.
Yeah.
70s R&B.
So glad to hear that.
Singer. Vagabond is a new artist that my daughter introduced me to. Beautiful singer. I have also been listening to a lot more introspective music. Satie helps me focus and kind of come down into my, you know, into the world of work, and but adding a little interest as I look at the screen and try to keep turning it out. Kate Bush has been fun to rediscover. Leonard Cohen.
Love your choices.
So a little more introspective, James Blake. But yeah, music has been a real important way to, I think, connect with what still is such an amazing thing that human beings make, right?
Absolutely. Do you have any big plans for the future of Forklift Dance Works, especially looking hopefully past the time of the pandemic?
Big plans for the future of Forklift. Woo, yes. We always have big plans at Forklift. That's we have no trouble with that. We're going to be launching our next multi-year city department engagement, collaboration, partnership this spring. And this project is really going to take us into issues of science and climate change and climate justice and equity in terms of environmental justice and environmental equity and Chrissy and I are both really excited about what this project is going to bring to us in terms of the opportunities for learning and growth at the company. So soon to be announced, kind of our next big thing locally in Austin.
Well, I will look forward to that. Allison, or is there anything else you'd like to say to the KMFA audience?
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram to see what we're doing at Forklift this year. We'd love to hear from our community as we celebrate our anniversary. Feel free to share your Forklift memories with us on social media.
Allison Orr, congratulations to you and everyone at Forklift Dance Works, and we wish you all the very best in the year ahead. Thank you so much for being on Classical Austin today.
Diane, oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Diane, you're such a great advocate and supporter of the arts, as is KFMFA, and I appreciate you all continuing to support us and all of local artists.
It's what we do, and thank you. I want to thank you for listening to Classical Austin this week. Thanks to Danny Johnson of Texas Early Music Project and Allison Orr of Forklift Dance Works. I'm Diane Donovan. Please take care. Continue to stay careful. Look out for someone else. Let's have a beautiful and musical rest of our day.